T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WBBM News Time, 8:30.
This is Chicago's all-news station. WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM and WBBMNewsRadio.com.
Good morning, I'm Felicia Middlebrooks.
Good morning, I'm Pat Cassidy.
And these are the top stories on News Radio WBBM.
The White House announces a new commission to tackle violence in the nation's schools. CBS News has the latest.
Elgin police shoot and kill a knife-wielding woman on the Jane Addams Tollway.
Class is set to resume at Central Michigan University after a shooting on campus leaves a suburban couple dead.
WBBM Sports.
Josh Liss here. Good morning. Loyola draws Miami Thursday afternoon in the NCAA tournament. Notre Dame settles for an NIT top seed. Tiger Woods lights up a huge crowd with his second-place finish. More at 8:45.
WBBM Business.
This is Len Walter with you. Singapore-based Broadcom re-domiciled to the U.S. by early April at the open. The Dow's up 42 points.
High 43.
CBS News Update. Less than a month after 17 people were killed in South Florida, the Trump administration has taken the wraps off a plan to combat school shootings, and it's notable for what it leaves out. CBS News White House correspondent Major Garrett.
The president's plan would provide for, quote, rigorous firearms training for some teachers and urges Congress to pass a bill to make the federal background check system more effective. But the president is backing off raising federal age limits on rifle purchases like the AR-15 that was used in the Parkland shooting.
Mr. Trump has just tweeted saying he's watching court cases and rulings on raising age limits on gun purchases before he acts. Mike Ritchie is a school administrator in Northland Pines, Wisconsin. His reaction to the president's plan, mixed.
More resource officers, more mental health, more counselors. I think those are the things, the avenues that they should approach, and not expecting a teacher to carry a weapon to work every day.
CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
WBBM News Time, 8:32.
A 34-year-old woman is dead after a standoff and shooting involving Elgin police overnight.
Elgin police say the woman had led police on a brief chase that was ended around 12:35 this morning. Chief Swoboda says that when police next saw her, her vehicle was stopped on the westbound Jane Addams Tollway near Route 25. The chief says the woman was armed with a knife, so police backed off and negotiated with her for more than an hour.
Usually we can get them to work with us, but in this case, apparently that obviously didn't happen, and so we're working through exactly what was said, but we're not going to be able to speculate what she was thinking.
The chief says officers saw a fire start inside the vehicle and moved in, and after a verbal exchange, an officer shot the woman.
On a personal note, I want to express my condolences to the family.
Illinois State Police are investigating. In Elgin, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio on 105.9 FM.
Classes are back in session at Central Michigan University 10 days after a deadly shooting involving a family from suburban Chicago.
Some feel the end of spring break is a good thing.
Yeah, I think it'll help to just have everyone back and kind of try to get into some kind of normal routine.
Student Grace Burkle had yet to get onto campus the day another student, James Davis Jr., allegedly shot and killed his parents in Campbell Hall.
I'm not really that intimidated to go to class since everything was kind of figured out, but I know that a lot of people, especially people who haven't experienced something like this before, really probably are going to be really shaken up about having to head back to class, especially with everything else that's going on in the media.
Jason Scott for CBS News Detroit.
WBBM News Time, 8:33. As voters get ready for next week's primary, the Lake County, Illinois state's attorney has charged 5 people with felonies from the last presidential election.
Marcelo and Gina Villaruz of Beach Park and Yvette Yust of Waukegan face perjury charges for allegedly misrepresenting their citizenship so they could vote in the November 2016 election. The Lake News Sun reports a Riverwoods man and a Mundelein woman have been charged with voting more than once. An assistant state's attorney explains the delay in charges, telling the newspaper it took a long time to investigate the allegations, which were discovered by the clerk's office. Nancy Hardy, News Radio on 105.9 FM.
A country music star had to cut his show short in Ireland.
Tim McGraw was in the middle of a performance in Dublin when he collapsed. His wife, Faith Hill, explained to fans,
"He's been super dehydrated, and I apologize, but I made the decision that he cannot come back out."
A Rapp says McGraw was treated on site and will be just fine. He and Hill had performed in London Friday night and Saturday in Glasgow. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The ice skating season has ended on the ribbon at Maggie Daly Park in downtown Chicago. This man says he almost missed his chance for a final fling because of the time change.
If I had not looked on Facebook, somebody reminded me like at 2 o'clock is when it changed. I would have not known, and I just would have thought, did something crazy happen with the time? And because I actually thought it was a little like another week off.
The ribbon will open for rollerblading in a couple of weeks.
And for that gentleman's benefit and anyone else, the correct time now is 8:35.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.